Can radiological damage slow the decay of organic matter? Tim Musso, professor of biological sciences at the University of South Carolina, Columbia, is studying the decomposition of leaves and other plants near Chernobyl to find out.
It was 1999 when I first visited the site of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster to study the consequences of radiation for plants and animals. We've learned that mutation rates and genetic damage are increased in areas of high radioactivity, and this has led to shorter lifespans, reduced fertilities, increased rates of tumors and eye cataracts, and a plethora of other developmental problems. As a consequence of these effects, many species of animals show dramatically reduced abundances and levels of biodiversity. These were troubling results that were not predicted by conventional radiation studies and pointed to the fact that organisms living in the wild are much more sensitive to radiation effects than had been previously believed. But for many years, it was thought that the Chernobyl disaster was a unique event that was unlikely to be repeated ever again, and interest in Chernobyl studies was limited. Then came the triple disaster in Japan on March 11, 2011, when a 9.0 earthquake, followed by a tsunami with a run-up height of more than 140 feet, led to a triple meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. 3.5 years later, we have now made more than a dozen research expeditions to the region, and the results have been startling. Like Chernobyl, many of the birds and insects show dramatic declines in areas of high radiation, and some of the animals show evidence of increased genetic damage and developmental abnormalities that had previously only been seen in Chernobyl. Our recent studies of Fukushima, especially when combined with our past studies of Chernobyl, highlight just how little is known concerning the ecological consequences of mutagenic substances in the environment, and this is why I've been advocating for increased research related to these two disasters. Such research is valuable not only for remediation and repair of the natural ecosystems in these regions, but also for the people who have been and will continue to be exposed to the radiation products of nuclear disasters.
That was Tim Musso of the University of South Carolina, Columbia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.